I'm glad that you have tuned back in again today. Last week, we talked about the operating of the Spirit in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. I know there are people who are wondering, why do we need the Holy Spirit in this day and time? I've heard them tell me personally that the Holy Spirit was given in the days of the early believers in Christ in order to get the infant church off the ground, as it were, a shot in the arm, as it were, a jump start in order that it may continue on. Friend, may I say to you today that the New Testament church of the living God has never been a helpless infant. The New Testament church of God, empowered with the Holy Spirit, came out of the gates, turning the world upside down. And if we're going to turn the world upside down today, we too must be empowered by the Holy Spirit. If there's ever been a time when the church needed a jump start, as it were, a shot in the arm, as some would say, or a booster, it is today. It is in this day in which we're living that the church, those who believe in Christ, are as powerless as they have ever been. I see churches all over America. I've been in some that was as dry as last year's bird nest. That's a phrase I haven't heard since I was a young man. I knew what that preacher was saying years ago, and you know what I mean by that today. They have a form of godliness, but no power, no passion, no outreach and love. If the church has ever needed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it is today. We live in an age of a great spiritual contrast. On one hand, the Holy Ghost is being poured out in a greater portion than any time in the history of the world. And on the other hand, apostasy, wickedness, is like it's never been since the fall of Satan. In America's past, when revival and the spiritual outpouring of the Holy Spirit prevailed, sin became powerless. On the other hand, when the church rejected the baptism of the Holy Ghost, rejected the move of the Spirit in the midst of the congregation, the church became weak and powerless. But today, simultaneously, revival is prevailing around the world, while the forces of sin are wreaking havoc upon the earth's inhabitants. The atmosphere of the world is tense with a feeling of destiny. The final pieces of the great prophetic puzzle are falling into place. Nations, world leaders, institutions, churches, and all other segments of society are being drawn towards that final drama of the fulfillment of prophecy concerning the end of this age. Never has the church been faced with such a challenge and opportunity. A vital part of this closing generation is an unprecedented universal outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In chapter 3 of the book of Joel, he prophesied, "Proclaim among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears." Today, we see the gathering clouds of Armageddon, the massive preparation for war. Defense spending takes precedent over domestic needs. The nations are getting ready for the final bloody conflict of the ages. While all of this is going on, while the world is preparing for the great battle, Joel prophesied that it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And upon the servants and upon the handmaiden, in these days will I pour out my spirit. Today, the Holy Spirit is flowing to all nations and crossing all barriers. God is indeed sending His Spirit, and I believe that one of the reasons is to counteract the widespread of wickedness and the rule of Satan. Jesus said that iniquity will abound at the close of the age. Paul said, in the last days, perilous times, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Today there is an unparalleled invasion of the powers of hell upon this earth. But where sin doeth abound, grace does much more abound. Evil of some of the worst nature is sweeping like a tidal wave. Immorality like a flood is sweeping across the world today. Homosexuality, drug abuse, and devil worship is abounding. Darkness is covering the earth. Isaiah 59:19 says, but it is also true that when the enemy shall come up like a flood, the Spirit shall lift up a standard against him. I also believe that the Holy Spirit is being poured out in this age to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ in an age of false prophets and false Christ. Matthew 24:24, Jesus tells us there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Millions have been deceived by false Christ. The Holy Spirit will exalt the true Jesus in all of His splendor and power. Jesus says, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of Himself. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it to you.